You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Stock, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. One of the things you need to do that is good relationships with your back-end folks. And we're going to be talking with Michelle Hoffman from The Art of Relationshiping. Thanks for coming, Michelle.
I'm so excited to be here because when you decide that you've got a mission and a vision that you want to share with the world, and then you're ready to replicate and scale your entrepreneurial business, it's so vital to communicate well and have a brilliant relationship with the people who are supporting you so that they're aligned with your mission and vision as well. That way, you're not getting derailed and having to be held back from the people who are there to support you. Rather, everybody's there with the same ideal and ready to go.
Right. But sometimes, particularly if you've got a co-founder, the reason you have a co-founder is because they have skill sets that you don't have. So They may have that side of their personality where, you know, one of you is the song and dance person and the other is the one who actually does it. So what kinds of things should people be aware of to make sure they have a good relationship?
You know, we all come to the table with our own set of skills and our own set of vulnerabilities. And what I say is it's important to stretch your strengths and strengthen your weaknesses for proper balance. And if you have been so clever to strengthen your weaknesses by inviting in a co-founder and a partner who can balance out your skill set so you're more well-rounded, you actually have more power to bring to the, you know, to commerce, to whatever it is you're doing. As you point out, sometimes we may have different ideas on how to get even the same thing done. And there's a great set of tools that I work with my clients who are in this very same predicament. When they come to theartofrelationshiping.com, we set them up and we ensure that everybody understands not only the values and the qualities and the lifestyle idea of what we want to have happen if this business is considered successful. We each walk into every day with our idea of how that's going to happen and what's the goal. So when we see, like, even if it's with you and a co-founder, you and your back-end team, whatever it is, if you're on a team, I've actually written an entire book on this called New Management Blueprint, How to Spark Talent to Ignite Winning Teams, Creating Valuable Results. But it's really so changing positively to know all the skills and, if anyone can admit their weaknesses, that people come into the table with, into the team. When we do that and we can see that we can work as a team, We're all playing off the same sheet of music, the same sport, the same goal, the same game, but we each need to understand what part we play to achieve that goal. And once we acknowledge that we each come into the conversation or the business with our own set of values, for example, and we're going to highlight the values of the business as we represent it, and we achieve and exceed our goals that we set for us, that's how you make sure that everybody's in alignment. And what happens magically after that is when each individual comes to put their effort in to succeed in the business, they're actually succeeding with themselves and the team and achieving the mission and vision of the company. So once everyone's aligned, you're ready to roll.
Sounds good. One of the other things that I often talk to my clients about is that you may have to put on a different hat depending on which person you're talking to. So the way you talk with your co-founder is different from the way you talk to your banker or the
Right.
way you talk to the IT person. And I love that you brought up that there's more than one way to do anything well.
Absolutely. Realize that we've all come up from all over the world. We were raised with different languages and different ways of accomplishing a similar goal. And so you've prompted so many of my fun little quotes. One is a cat is a cat. Meet them where they're at and don't expect them to be something other than that. So, if you've got an IT person who's a wizard at coding, you're not necessarily going to ask that person for financial advice. So, what my quote for that is don't sign for packages that don't belong to you. So if somebody is asking you for something that's outside of your zone of genius, let's invite in somebody who's got that zone of genius into our inspirational advisory board so that you know who to go to for what and how to connect and communicate with them in a way that they will understand verbally, nonverbal communication, and also industry specific and in their area of expertise and how that fits into the big picture. And that makes you the best entrepreneur that you could possibly be when you can speak other languages and at least understand that other people have a different language that they're speaking. And it's truly very valuable if you can meet them where they're at and understand what their skills are that they can bring to the table.
And if an investor asks you a question that you don't have an immediate answer to, you say, "That's a good question. I'll get back to you." And then you actually have to do that, but you never say, "I don't know."
Right. What you say is, I have a smart team and we will get on that so that we can get the right answer to you in the time frame in which you need it.
So, is there one big mistake people make with relationships?
Yes. I'd say the biggest mistake that people make with relationships is thinking, I call it future casting. And that is thinking that you understand what someone else is all about without actually sharing experiences and communication to learn what that's about. All relationships follow the same cycle from chemistry to casual to committed. And we spiral up the depth of those relationships through communication, shared experiences that over time develops respect. And over time, builds that trust we all want so much in a partnership or in any relationship. And when people are first connecting professionally, personally, and even in intimate relationships, we get so excited because it's sort of like the Thatcher effect. I think we fill out the picture of what we'd like it to be or someone else to be. As opposed to actually going out and learning who someone truly is. And when people feel comfortable enough to maintain their own identity and individuality, and they can come together in any partnership, again, professional, personal, or intimate, this connection, this relationship that you create with someone shares experiences, inside jokes, accomplishments, goals. And then what happens is you know how to support one another as you celebrate life's challenges and life's wonderful outcomes. So, but you need to maintain your own identity with that too.
This is all excellent advice. And remember, reality is your friend. Thank
Yes.
you so much, Michelle Hoffman from The Art of
Welcome.
Relationshipping. We'll put links to your book and other things in the comments.
Awesome. Pleasure to be here. I can't wait to hear about the success, how everyone's doing.
Okay. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Roof. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessroof.com. And join us again next time for Stuck Time to Improv.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.